Welcome to episode 521 of the Entertainment 2.0 podcast. I'm Josh Pollard.
And I'm Richard Gunther. And this is normally the show that puts you in control of your favorite movies, music, shows, and games. But not this week. This week, the world doesn't need to hear two white dudes ramble on about the latest gadgets, streaming video services, or video games.
So this week, we're doing something different. With all that's going on in the United States right now, with the murder of George Floyd, Ahmaud Arbery, and so many other black people, we just can't produce a lighthearted tech show. Our hearts are broken, and there are too many feelings swirling around in us to do the usual show. Producing the usual show made me feel like we'd be ignoring what's going on. While I'm struggling to find all the right words, there's one phrase that keeps coming to mind. I can't be silent. But our voices, the voices of two privileged white dudes, shouldn't be the focus. So tonight, we're passing the mic. We all need to hear from people of color. So instead of listening to us this week, we invite you to check out some podcasts from people who maybe, probably, don't look like you. We've got a list of mostly tech-related podcasts that are produced by people of color that we think you should check out. In the interest of full transparency, we want to be upfront and say that before putting this show together, we never subscribed to any of these podcasts. We had to go looking for them. We made sure that they are actively still producing episodes, too, because we hope that you'll not just listen to a single episode. We hope you'll subscribe and keep listening.
And this is a show that I wasn't quite sure about how to do, Josh, because I don't feel qualified. As a middle-aged white dude, I don't feel like I have the right context, and that while what's happening right now is just like eating at me, I don't know that I have the right voice to lend. And so I'm like, I trusted you that this was the right thing to do. And I believe that it is. And I hope that people understand that with your disclaimer, and I'm in the same situation. I looked through my podcast library. I'm like, holy crap, I don't listen to anything that is produced by people of color. Like, with that disclaimer, I still feel like everyone needs to be amplifying voices that aren't heard right now.
Yeah, that's exactly it. I feel the exact same way. I don't think that I have all of the right words. And I don't know that it's even possible for me as a white dude who grew up in the suburbs to have the right words. But I do feel like it is our responsibility to be pointing everyone to the people who do have the right words. And those are people who don't look like me and maybe didn't grow up in the same circumstances as me. And hopefully some of these podcasts will do a little bit of that. So we're going to jump right into a list of some podcasts that I found. Like I said, I had to go and do some research here because, like Richard, you know, I subscribe to like 55 podcasts and they're pretty much all white people. And that's not acceptable.
That's just crazy. Like,
it is
why?
Crazy.
I don't know. I forget what that's called. Like, is that selection bias or something? But there's like a term for that, where you kind of inherently choose from like what you think of as your own circle. And I'm kind of ashamed by that.
Yeah. Yeah. So tonight we're going to try and fix a little bit of that. So like I said, before this, we didn't subscribe to any of these. I'm definitely subscribing to these podcasts to give them a listen after this. Now, these aren't all like, you know, don't expect like every single one of these shows to be, you know, NPR quality shows. You know, these are mostly just people doing podcasts the way Richard and I do. They get together with people they like and they record podcasts about things that they're interested in. So some of these are really well produced and some of them, they're normal podcast. So check them out. We've got mostly a list of tech related things. We tried to find some podcasts that are similar to this show. Now, I don't think there really are many podcasts that are just like this show, but a lot of these are tech related. We've got some that are just talking about the latest technology news, some that are about video gaming and comic books, ones where people are talking about movies and television shows. You know, all of that sounds pretty familiar to what we're doing. But if you listen to these, you're going to get to hear them from a different perspective. And that's valuable right now.
Absolutely. So you did the research on the podcast. So can you run us through those?
Yeah, absolutely. So the first one is called Black Tech Unplugged. And I'm basically, I don't like to give descriptions of other people's shows because I think people tend to, you know, they think about what their description should be. So I'm going to read the descriptions that I found for their shows because I think other people can describe their shows the best. And in Black Tech Unplugged, their description says, Black Tech Unplugged was created to tell the stories of blacks in tech. These stories are created to help you, the listener, hear what others have went through to get where they are, to share resources and advice so you have guidance on your tech journey. I did listen to a little bit of the most recent episode. This is more of an interview style show where, you know, they're just interviewing blacks who have jobs in tech and how they got there and the struggles they've gone through and how they make that work. And, you know, it does sound fairly similar to other shows that I listen to. Like, it kind of makes me think of Startup and shows like that, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So the next one is just called Three Black Geeks. Their description is they discuss comics and video games like Marvel versus DC, who would win, best and worst movie TV show critiques. Like, they've been doing movie critiques. They've got a recent episode where they went back and watched The Lawnmower Man. Like, it's fun stuff like that.
So, well, I was going to say it's so bad, but it wasn't as bad as Lawnmower Man 2.
Oh, right. Yeah. Yeah. So their description continues on. If it's on the big or small screen, we're on it. Release your geek and come into the corner. This sounds like a really fun one. The next one up is called Black Girl Nerds. Black Girl Nerds is an online community devoted to promoting nerdiness among Black women and people of color. And this one isn't so much like tech news and stuff like that. It's a Black girl who started this site because she felt nerdy. And that kind of made her different and hard to find groups to fit into. And so she created a community to find people like her, which is really what we did here at the Digital Media Zone too, right? Like, it works. So it's not just like computer programming and other nerdy stuff. It's her nerding out and her guest nerding out on all sorts of things. So
nice.
Yeah. So that's a good one. Go and check that one out. The next one, I don't know the meaning of the name of it. It's called the SMR Podcast. And I don't know if that's, you know, some sort of inside title related to some of the stuff that they tend to talk about regularly or maybe where they're located. I don't know.
I don't know, but I will say this is one that I know of.
Really?
Yeah.
That's cool. So the description is simple. It's just Chris Ashley, Rob Dunwood, and Rod Simmons get together to talk about the latest news in technology. This one sounds like a lot of the shows that you and I listen to and are friends with the people who produce them. Like, I was listening to the most recent episode today, and they started the show just by talking about things that, like, the home projects that they've been working on at home.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds awfully familiar. So,
oh yeah, it does.
Yeah. So that's a good one. Just, you know, three dudes doing a lot of what we do. This next one I'm absolutely subscribing to. Richard probably won't. It's called Throwdown. The Throwdown podcast comes to you every single week to discuss the latest news and developments in gaming and comic book/pop culture. And that description, I bet, was written a while ago, because this isn't just a weekly show anymore. It looks like now they've switched up their format to do one episode a week that's really covering the latest news, and then an extra show every week that's basically Q&A. So that's cool. Like, I often find the Q&A segments of podcasts the most interesting parts. Like, I know you and I both listen to Make Me Smart, and mm-hmm. every Wednesday right now they're doing a show where people just get their questions answered. So I love that. So that's a cool take on video game and comic book type shows. We've got one more thing that Richard's going to cover. It's not a podcast. So just real quick, I want to throw out one site that was really helpful for me to find some of these. Some of these I just found by Googling things like Black Tech Podcast and stuff like that. But then I eventually came across a site called Podcast in Color. And it's a podcast directory, basically, where all of the podcasts in it are produced by people of color. And I can admit, like, the site is not the prettiest site out there, but it is really functional. They basically have big categories. So there's movie podcast and tech podcast and gaming, and like basically anything that you're listening to probably falls into one of these categories, and you're probably going to be able to find something that fits the stuff that you're looking for produced by people of color. So that site is called Podcast in Color, and that, like all of these other shows here, will be in the show notes over at the Digital Media Zone for you to go and click the link and find them and subscribe to them that way.
Very cool. Well, you were searching for podcasts. One of the things that I wanted to call attention to was a TED Talk I'd seen by Stacey Abrams. Stacey Abrams, you may remember, is the Democrat who kind of fought for the seat for the Georgia governor and lost, but barely lost in this last 2018 election. And shortly after that election, she did a TED Talk where she discusses her experience facing and dealing with and overcoming systemic racism as a teenager, and then basically how she moved ahead and set goals for herself, and how she recommends that you, as you set out on something, define how and why you're going to go about something. I think it's an amazing talk. First of all, I love TED Talks, but Stacey Abrams is, I think, kind of like the unsung hero out of the 2018 election, and someone that I have followed since that point. And I think she's very inspiring, and I absolutely recommend this. This was at a TED Women talk specifically. So her approach looking at this is as a Black female for the first time in a major election trying to go for a gubernatorial seat. She's amazing.
That's really cool. I'm definitely going to have to check that out. That's really cool. Yeah, like, yes, she lost that race, but she's not going away. She's going to be in the public conversation for a long time.
No, she's not going anywhere. And I'm very, very happy about that.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Well, that's it. Like, there are lots and lots and lots more podcasts out there from Black people and other people of color. And go and find them. You know, don't just take this list that we're putting out there, but go and find them. I would love to hear how many of our listeners identified with what we said at the beginning of this. I listen to X number of podcasts, and none of them are by Black people. Like, that's a problem. So hopefully this very short episode can help get you some information from people that you're probably not getting this type of information from. So check these out, subscribe, give them some listens, follow them, interact with them, and just listen.
Do us a favor. If you know of some shows that you would recommend by people of color, let us know. Like we said at the start of this, we are by no means the representative voices to be listening to here. But we felt like it was important to call out and bring attention to those who are in this space who might not be getting the attention they deserve.
Absolutely. All right. That's going to do it for episode 521. He's Richard Gunther, and I'm Josh Pollard. Thanks for listening to Entertainment 2.0.